This is the Arab Street Podcast, and I'm Ray Hanania. For more information on my writings, visit thedailyhookah.com or hanania.com. And for podcasts, visit thearabstreet.org. I hope you enjoy the program. And good morning, everybody. This is Ray Hanania. It's Friday, February 1, 2019, and you're listening to the Arab Street Radio and Podcast, broadcast live through 690 AM WNZK Radio in Detroit, Michigan. I'm actually in Chicago, and Mike is on the board. Our phone number is 248-557-3300. If you want to call in and talk about any topic, the agenda is open for any topic you want to talk about. It's not a problem. We might have a guest. I reached out to a Usaid Siddiqui, who is with a group called 416 Labs, and they did a survey of the American media, which basically concluded what we all knew, but it's good to see it actually documented, that the mainstream American media is biased, and they're racist, and they distort the news intentionally. They went back 50 years. 416 Labs went back 50 years, and I wrote about it in my column for Middle East Monitor this week, and it got 823 shares. So that's when I get 2,000 shares, I'm really happy. There's 2,000 people actually share a column that I write. This one got 823, and that's pretty good. Now, Middle East Monitor, we had one of their editors on last week, and she was really good, Henna Hassan. And Middle East Monitor has this huge following. It's amazing. The other paper I write for is the Arab News in Saudi Arabia, thearabnews.com, and that does really well too. What that tells me is that people are reading what's published in London at the Middle East Monitor and what's published at the Arab News in Saudi Arabia. But when you publish things here in the United States about the Middle East, Americans, they're the smartest people in the world, but the least educated. I should actually say they're the most educated people in the world, but they're the least educated about the world. They have no idea. They can't tell the difference between a Palestinian, a Pakistani, an Iranian, an Indian, a good president, or a moron. I know. And that's the challenge we have living in this country. We have to wake them up. We have to. It's amazing that our challenge as Arab Americans and Muslims, because, you know, even though I'm not Muslim, I'm Christian, Americans, you know, they're not that educated. They see me, they see you as Muslim, and they just think we're all the same. And Mike working at the radio station, they probably think he's an Arab Muslim too. What do they care? Americans don't, for some reason, they have this mental block, but that mental block comes from 50 years of media headlock by the Israeli lobby and the pro-Israel media. They just pump only a certain kind of information into your brains, and they block out everything else. And it's so systemic that it just, we take it for granted. So you don't even have a chance, no matter how, whatever your IQ is, you don't have a chance to know what the truth is in the Middle East, because the news media is so biased. And it's an interesting thing. I tried to explain it in my Middle East Monitor column this week. And by the way, you can go to my website at hanania.com. It's also thedailyhookah.com. It takes you to the same place. And you'll be able to see links to all of my columns, because I'm a writing machine. I love to write. I've been, you know, I started in journalism in the 1970s, and I covered Chicago City Hall. I had to write 7 to 8 stories a day. When you write 7 or 8 stories a day for 17 years, that's how long I covered Chicago City Hall and Chicago politics. You can write anything. So you can throw 2 words at me, and I can write 800 words about those 2 words. I don't care what they are. I can write it. And that's my asset. That's my skill. I was going to be a doctor, but I accidentally discovered that I had this talent for writing. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be as wealthy as a doctor, but in journalism and communications consulting, you can do pretty well. So I am doing really well. But in my column at Middle East Monitor, if you go there and look it up, I talk about this idea that it's like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde with the news media. They're really two faces. On the one face, when they are talking about everything, the general stuff, they're 90% objective. You know, you admire them. You know, they cover a lot of topics, and they do great. But for some reason, when they come to the Middle East, when they write about the Middle East, they can't be objective. They're biased. They're anti-Arab. They're anti-Muslim. And again, you Chaldeans, don't think you're outside of the circle. You know, the mainstream media treats Chaldeans, except when they want to use you, they treat Chaldeans just like everybody else. They abuse you, they abuse me, they abuse everybody. Christian, Muslim, Arab, they don't care. Chaldean, Assyrian, Phoenician, you know, the Lebanese up there, they don't care. They treat us all the same. They hate us. They're biased. They lock us out. They do everything they can to keep us out of the media. And when we make it into the media, they put all kinds of constraints on us to prevent us from changing the cancerous system that dominates the mainstream American news media. It is so bad. It's pathetic. It's disgusting. Our number is 248-557-3300. We might have one of the authors of this survey from 416 Labs join us. I reached out to him a little late, this morning I did reach out to him. So he may be calling in. He's a pretty good guy, Usaid Siddiqui. And he's not far. He's out in Canada. So hopefully he'll, if he gets his message this morning, when he's not celebrating this early, you know, this phenomenal survey and analysis that they did, hopefully he'll call us before the end of the hour. But right now we can go to the phone lines at 248-557-3300 and see how you guys are doing in Fargo. Are you guys Chicago is like Jerry Haba. Welcome to the show. Chicago is like Game of Thrones. It was 27 degrees below zero here in Chicago yesterday. And what are they complaining about? This is the Midwest. We live in snow. Why do people whine and complain? But they got to be careful. How you doing, Jerry?
Good morning to you, Mr. Ray Hanania.
How are you, Jerry? How's everything?
Good morning.
Good.
Wonderful. Mr. Ray, are you staying warm?
Yes. Yes. Okay. It's negative 27 here in Chicago.
You know, Ray, because you are my Siddiqui, that's why I'm calling
you.
Hey,
Siddiqui, how are you? I like that guy's name. I was going to ask him.
Could you hear me, right?
Yeah. Say that again.
Could you hear me?
No. Say it again. Say it again.
I believe there's some kind of bad connection between us.
Go ahead. Call back. Call back. Call back.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Sorry about that. I don't know if that was my problem, Mike, or was that on his phone line, you think? I'm not sure. So, but we'll take calls at 248-557-3300, assuming everybody can hear me clear. And Mike is texting me, all right? I write really fast, Mike. I'm just joking. The Arab Street Radio and Podcast is part of the U.S. Arab Radio Network, hosted by Layla L. Oh, it says, my connection is breaking in and out. Yeah, we're, you know, because of all this snow and everything and cold, chilled weather, you know, it's going to wreak havoc on the internet connection. But we'll do our best. And if you don't hear something, we will try again. Yeah, so let's see. Okay, Jerry's back on, so let's get Jerry back on. How you doing, Jerry? I think it's my connection, Jerry, that's having a problem.
Hey, it's okay. Things happen. You know, we blame it on the computer.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Mr. Ray Hanania, thank you for taking my call, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
And good morning to your show, the Arab Street News.
Yep.
And I trust your news, Mr. Ray. And thank you for Ms. Layla Al-Husseini for this show.
Yep.
Like you said, 5 days a week from 8 till 9. That's a wonderful. And I appreciate the effort of your producer, Mr. Mike Shapka.
Yep.
Mr. Ray, I do believe what you said earlier is completely right. When it comes to an average American citizen, which we are
also
part of this great nation, we're proud to be American, Middle Eastern, European, American in general, when they look at Jerry as a Chaldean, no, they look at Jerry no different than Jafar and Hassan and Muhammad, Joseph, Jerry,
hey,
Ray.
Jerry, when they look at you, they see you as a jihadi. It's worse than that. That's not just... They see you and me as jihadis. They think that we're mujahideen or something. I don't know.
Exactly. They think we are Daesh, all of us.
Yes.
That's what they think.
Thank
we
you.
Are not. Especially, Mr. Ray, if one of Middle Eastern, if he's in a public place or movie theater or shopping mall or airplane... I hope he doesn't say and advise every Middle Eastern to with my respect to the mighty word of Allahu Akbar, if you say Allahu Akbar in a public place,
people
you
start
better
crying.
Believe it. You'll be surrounded by machine guns and FBI in a minute.
They'll start crying. The people will just start crying. They have no idea. It's like they think Allah is a different God. My mother's Christian from Bethlehem. And she used the word Allah all the time. Christians, the original Christians.
We do have a church here in the greater Detroit area in the city of Southfield.
Yeah.
And it is the cathedral of the Mother of God Church.
Yes.
And in Arabic, we the Chaldean, we say, Kanisat Ummullah.
Of course.
Ummullah,
yeah.
Mother of God.
Yeah, but so that's
you see, the word Allah is the greatest word. But unfortunately, some extremists use it
listen, they do. But Jerry, honestly, it's not even the extremists. It's the media. The media is the cancer in America. And you know what people think? Oh, Ray, why are you so mean to the media? I mean to the media because the media needs to change. They need to change because they're the ones that have poisoned American minds to believe that the
media.
Word Allah is some kind of, different God.
Yeah, our president, Mr. Donald Trump, I respect him.
Yeah.
Why? Because he elected by the people, from the people, and we are the people. And when the people try to attack our president from the first day he swore in the White House to take the executive office, that was a disaster.
Listen, let me tell you, here's the interesting thing, Jerry. They treat Donald Trump like he's an Arab. The news media treats Donald Trump like he's an Arab. The way they treat Arabs, the way they abuse us. And the worst part is, now I know Donald Trump says and does some goofy things. Every president does. But the weirdest thing is Arabs who criticize Donald Trump think that they're going to be standing up for other good people. But the Democrats, Chuck Schumer, he hates us worse than Trump, is causing us problems. So the problem is... Yeah, it's like we even are victims of the media. We start believing the media, the Arab community.
Ray, we are. And Ray, I don't blame our president for calling the other media a fake news.
He's right. He's absolutely right. He is. He is.
Right. Things good he does, this president, they don't mention it.
Yes.
I mean, look, when he got meeting with North Korea leader,
yes,
Kim Il-jong, they criticize him. But imagine if that was the former president, Barack Obama, they will give him the Nobel Peace Prize. But
yes,
President Trump, nobody give him appreciation. All they give him the negative things.
Yes.
Russia.
Yes.
Russia,
yes.
Russia.
It's the media. Well, it's the media.
The economy, Ray.
Yes.
During this president, the economy is booming. The unemployment rate is low, the lowest things. You know, I mean, the country is living in a growing economy, and all that you see, the crying baby, Senator Chuck Schumer. He cried from one side, and Nancy Pelosi wiped his tears. So give me a break. And Elizabeth Warren from the other side attack him.
Yes.
Look, the superstar, I don't call her no more superstar, Madonna 2 years ago,
right,
when she shouted in that gathering, let's burn the White House.
Yeah, I know. She's nuts.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. The White House is not the house of President Trump, it's the house of the American people.
You're right.
Don't you think, Ray, if me knew who he said that, would be put in a prison in a minute?
Yep, you would. You would, because you're a jihadi Arab.
Right.
You're a jihadi
right,
to the media.
Ask you a question, Ray.
All right, Ray, we're going to take a break, so you got one last question. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Why the Middle Eastern, and especially us who came from Middle East, we love to listen to BBC Radio or to Monte Carlo America.
Right.
Does that mean we don't trust our media in
yes,
the Middle East?
I just wrote something this morning. I said the same thing. There's the Guardian is looking for Arabs to work for their newspaper, and I said that'd be a great place. I said, never take a job with the American media because they're racist. You are right. I always listen to the BBC before I never turn on ABC TV anymore because they're so biased. Jerry, listen, stay warm, be
don't
smart.
You see, they give you the right news. They give you the right news.
No.
I mean, they are
yes, BBC, yes.
About it.
Yes, BBC does. All right, Siddiqui, thank you.
All right, I want to give a chance for the other listener to
yes,
call you.
All right, thank you.
Ray, God bless you. God bless Ray Hanania to be the next mayor of the great city of Chicago. Thank you to Ms. Layla Al-Husseini and her show,
right,
to the Arab voice in
all
America.
Right.
And
right,
thank to your wonderful producer, director, Mr. Mike Shapka. God bless you. God bless America.
All right, thanks, Jerry. Okay. Our number is 248-557-3300, 248-557-3300. If you want to call in, we're just going to do an open forum, and we're talking about the media. We're talking about the study that 416 Labs did. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk some more and hopefully take your calls. 248-557-3300. I want you to call in because we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. Here at the Arab Street Radio on WNZK 690 AM. We will be right back right after these messages.
If halal is important to your family, you can trust that Miramar will offer not only the highest quality halal products, but the best tasting and healthiest foods that can be placed on your family table with confidence. Miramar is the first and oldest halal certified food brand in America, serving the Arab and Muslim community, and offers a wide range of halal food products. Check out Miramar's halal food selection today by visiting Miramar's executive distributor, Ziad Brothers Importing, at www.ziad.com.
The Rama Relief Foundation provides humanitarian aid into areas inside of war-torn Syria, as well as aid to the refugees who have fled to the neighboring countries in the Middle East. The foundation offers food baskets, container shipment, mental health, education, soup kitchens, and more. Go to ramarelief.org or call 248-990-4247. Any donation amount made to Rama will go to sustaining many lives. Call now, 248-990-4247.
انتهى الاجتماع ومحتارين هناكل فين.
من الآخر وبدون تفكير أورشيد فودز أفضل وأحسن قرار.
عنده أكلات طيبة يا ترى؟
أورشيد فودز عنده أفضل تشكيلة من المحاشي والمشاوي والمقبلات والسلطات والفطائر، وكمان بتتسوق لكل احتياجات الجروسري والملحمة وغيره بأسعار خاصة بمناسبة الأعياد، والأحلى أنه بنفس المكان.
على ضمانتك أروح وأجرب.
ولو على ضمانت الشيف، وبجودة وخدمة ممتازة وسعر منافس، ولو عندك مناسبة خليها عليهم.
أورشيد فودز أند جروسري يقع على أورشيد ليك رود بين 12 و 13 ميل في مدينة فارمينغتون هيلز. رقم الهاتف 248-516-3121.
وعلى رأي المثل، لقمة هنية بتكفي مية.
When it comes to reproductive medicine, IVF Michigan Fertility Centers are the recognized leaders. With locations in Bloomfield Hills and five other cities in Michigan and Ohio, IVF has experts in all aspects of the field. As a founding member of IVF Michigan Fertility Centers, Dr. Nicholas Shama is one of the leading reproductive endocrinologists in Michigan and Ohio. Dr. Shama has performed over 10,000 IVF cases and has helped thousands of couples fulfill their dreams of parenthood. American Board certified in both obstetrics and gynecology and reproductive endocrinology and infertility, Dr. Nicholas Shama is a very caring, compassionate, expert physician that understands not only the medical but also the emotional toil of infertility on his patients. When it's time, get personalized care from Dr. Nicholas Shama at IVF Michigan Fertility Centers in Michigan and Ohio. Call toll-free 855-952-9600, 855-952-9600.
And welcome back to the Arab Street Radio and podcast, broadcast from Chicago through 690 AM WNZK Radio in Detroit, Michigan. We're here out here in Fargo, North Dakota. It's not Chicago. It's like a scene from the Game of Thrones by I'm at the Wall. I'm broadcasting my show from the Wall, negative 27 degrees below zero. But you know what? I've been born and raised in the Midwest, even though I'm Middle Eastern. Born and raised in the Midwest, and snow is and winter and chill and Arctic colds are a normal part of our life. You know, we get spoiled sometimes. January was very warm, so we were unprepared, you know, for the cold weather, and it does cause some problems. But you know what? Just the most important thing is joke about it and everything, but stay warm, be careful, and check on your neighbors, you know, because I know you guys are having the big chill out there too. So our phone number is 248-557-3300. You can buzz us and tell us what you think. I'm going to throw something out there. I think, and I'm going to talk about Rashida Tlaib, the new congresswoman out there. I think she's making a big mistake by focusing everything, all her criticism and anger against Donald Trump. I think that's a major mistake on her part, and I'll tell you why. Because Trump isn't our problem as Arab Americans. The system is our problem. He's just the symbol that they put up there, you know, that the system is pointing to and saying, hey, don't fight the real causes. Go ahead, fight with Trump. So we throw dirt and we call him names and we attack him and we yell and scream. And the Democrats on the far left pretend like they're our buddies, but in truth, the Democrats in the center, they don't like us. Chuck Schumer just passed a law, introduced it to the U.S. Senate that says if you boycott or criticize Israel harshly, you can be punished. You can be fined. You can go to jail if you boycott. You definitely can deny you contracts. So you as a taxpayer, you work hard, you pay your money in taxes to the government, and the government says, hey, you are disqualified from doing business with the U.S. government and any government, including in the states. You're not allowed to do that. You will be punished because you criticize a foreign country. Now, that wasn't Donald Trump. Marco Rubio is the goof. You know, here's a guy who claimed that he was fighting for freedom. He's worse than Fidel Castro. You know, he's Cuban down there in Florida, and they hate Arabs. You know, the Cubans, I don't understand why the Cubans are so anti-Arab. I think it has to do with the fact that Castro supported the Palestinians and the Cuban dissidents, you know, that fled Cuba, the rich people that were ripping off all the Cuban people that caused Castro to take over. They fled to the United States with all their money and wealth, kind of like the Shah of Iran. you know, all the Cubans were like the Shah's people, the equivalent of the Shah's people in Iran, and they fled and came to Florida, where they built up this hate community, and it's just terrible. It's horrible. Marco Rubio is the leader of that hate movement, and he hates Arabs, and he's our enemy. It's not Donald Trump. You know, Trump is just a straw dog. They just put him up there, and his goofy statements, I know he says some stupid stuff, and sometimes I scratch my head, but I think deep down, I think that he really cares about Arabs and wants to work with us, despite his policies of imposing restrictions on immigration on certain countries. Because the truth is, when you look at, you know, all the stuff where they say he has a Muslim ban, the truth is more Muslims have been coming into this country under him as president than they did under Barack Obama, because he's not banning Muslims. Muslims come into this country all the time. Arabs come into this country all the time. He's just targeted six countries, like Iran, which definitely should be targeted because I don't trust the Iranians. And Yemen is targeted because they're in conflict. There's a war going on and there's no security. And they're worried about some of those people coming into the United States who may not be vetted properly. It's not about being anti-Arab or anti-Muslim. It's about being anti someone who wants to sneak in and game the system. Same thing with Syria. We have to be careful about who comes in from Syria. Their security system is terrible. So I think Rashida Tlaib should really get off this ban. I know it makes her feel good. You know, it makes her a champion. The news media, as long as she beats up on Trump, the media will love her. But you notice, as soon as she criticizes, you know, Israel, and I'm glad she's there to do it, and she's right to criticize and challenge Israel's government, the media starts beating up on her. Oh, she's anti-Semitic. You see how they went after this woman's march because of some of the issues involving criticism of Israel, which they claim is anti-Semitic. That's really terrible. And that all goes back to the media. And if you really want to understand how bad the media is in this country, all you have to do is read the study. And I have a link to the study from 416 Labs. This analysis, 50 years of news media in the United States, looking at the headlines, analyzing it. And I published it at the Middle East Monitor. You can go to my website at thedailyhookah.com or hananiah.com, and you can find the link to it. You'll see it, and you can read the study. You need to read the study and understand the depth of hate and racism against Arabs and Muslims, Chaldeans, Assyrians, Phoenicians, anybody who looks Middle Eastern. They don't care. They can't tell the another comment. Okay, Jerry has another quick comment. We'll let him come on. Just quick, Jerry. We're going to get you a radio. I'm going to get you a radio show, Jerry. Go ahead.
And you. We'll say Ray.
Yeah. Ray and Jerry.
Mr. Rahmania.
Yes, sir.
You're talking about the ban on Muslim countries, and right. I believe they were Sudan,
right.
Libya,
right.
Yemen, Syria,
right.
And then there was Iraq, but right. Iraq, they took them off the list right. because...
Right, and Iran. Right.
Right. I spoke to one of immigration lawyer,
right.
and he's from Middle East, from Egypt.
Right.
And I talked to him. I say, tell me the truth. Do you think President Trump is against Muslim countries when he banned about five countries? When this five countries, they do not equal altogether 15% or less
right.
than the whole Muslim world.
Right.
He's said, not. Jerry, I agree with you 100%. And
yeah.
they are only like less than 15%. Look, Ray, if they think President Trump is against Muslim to come to this country, look, we the Chaldean people, and you know we are a Christian Catholic from Middle East.
Right.
We have 140 plus Iraqi Christian detainees with immigration prison.
Right.
So the president, he tried to force the law.
Yes.
He's not against Muslim or Christian or any other
he's
people.
Not. I agree with you. He's not. He's not against
exactly.
them. It's the media. It's the media, and it's our
media,
leadership.
The fake.
Yes. Yes.
The liberal media tried to make him look bad, and I do believe, I do support him 100% to protect our south border, you know, because the protection of our border, the protection to every American children and grandchildren. What we see from the south border, nothing but drugs and what they call it, human trafficking. That's it. I mean, yes, America was built on immigration people.
Legal immigrants.
Like how I did it. Legal way.
Yes.
Not to smuggle or not to build a tunnel or not that. So I'm with the president to build his wall 100%+.
I am
but
too.
I thank you for taking my call.
All right.
God bless you.
All right. I am too, by the way. I support that wall. It's not even about the wall. They can do whatever they want, but they have to do something to prevent people from coming into this country illegally. And it doesn't matter who they are, Muslim, Mexican, Christian. It doesn't matter. That's not the issue. The issue is people are coming in here illegally. We don't know who they are. When we say illegally, it means they're coming in without us knowing who they are. And if we don't know who they are, that means people like El Chapo, who would come in. He's a terrorist. This guy murdered thousands of people. He beheaded them. And you know how they make it look like Arabs behead people? This guy beheaded more people than anybody, and they put their bodies inside the walls of their drug buildings. And these people would come and go as they pleased because our border wasn't secure. And we need to stop that. And that's important. We're going to take another break here. When we come back, we can take your phone calls at 248-557-3300. 248-557-3300. Give us a call. I'm Ray Anania. You're listening to the Arab Street Radio and podcast. We'll be right back right after these messages.
It's all in one grocery store, and that store is Zamzam Fresh Foods Market. Zamzam Fresh Foods Market offers fresh vegetables, halal meats, a great fresh bakery, as well as nuts and spices and much more. They also offer special deals every Wednesday, so don't forget to ask for your favorite foods as shish kebabs are ready to go. So please stop by Zamzam Fresh Foods Market at 24065 Orchard Lake Road in Farmington Hills. Their phone number is 248-476-0300. Again, that phone number is 248-476-0300. And they are open from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Zamzam Fresh Foods Market is your one-place stop for all your grocery shopping needs and your favorite foods.
Life is a nonprofit charity that's provided humanitarian aid and development to people and communities for over 25 years, regardless of race, color, religion, or cultural background. When disaster occurs here or around the world, Life for Relief and Development rushes in to provide food, medical aid, and shelter to those in need. Please help improve these efforts. Make your tax-deductible donation to Life now at lifeusa.org or call 248-424-7493.
Gershot's Mediterranean Market and Shish Kebab offers a great array of your favorite Mediterranean meals. Meals range from lamb specialties, shawarma sandwiches, seafood dinners, and they offer special big trays of your favorite food, plus much more. Gershot's Mediterranean Market and Shish Kebab address is 32839 Northwestern Highway in Farmington Hills. Their phone number is 248-538-9552. That number again is 248-538-9552, and the supermarket is open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Gershot's Mediterranean Market and Shish Kebab will definitely leave you satisfied.
When you're looking for the best in optical care, Dr. Imad Nakash is your doctor to see. With years of experience and thousands of successful procedures performed, you can trust your eyes to Dr. Imad Nakash. See Dr. Imad Nakash and his professional staff for your eye care needs. There's two locations to serve you. In Hazel Park, call 248-336-3937. 248-336-3937. In Rochester Hills, call 248-299-3937. That's 248-299-3937.
تعرفوا شيء؟ احنا كتير بنهتم بالمقبلات بالأكل الشامي. واحنا بنهتم بالبهارات والتسبيكة في الاكل المصري،
واحنا نهتم هواية باللحوم وجودتها بالاكل العراقي، واحنا في مطعم عشتار نهتم بكم، اعتمدوا علينا. ايا كان، نحن في عشتار نعرف ان لكل مذاق اسرار، فنحن نقدم اجود انواع اللحوم من ملحمة عشتار الواقعة على 56865 راين رود.
عشتار، قصة حضارة ترويها لكم اطباقنا المميزة في كل زيارة.
تفضلوا بزيارتنا في 3625 ايست 50 مايل رود ستين هايتس.
مطعم عشتار بإدارة فادي بهنام وعلي البغدادي. 586-698-2585 586-698-2585.
Are you going to start a restaurant or a grocery store soon? Do you need floor plans and designs? Call Najee Abood at 734-744-9796. Do you want to buy kitchen and restaurant equipment at discount prices? Call Najee Abood now, 734-744-9796. New Concept Products and Design, the trademark of kitchen equipment. 5% discount on all purchases of $75,000 or more. New Concept Products and Design, new location, 31185 Schoolcraft in Livonia. Learn more at www.newconceptproducts.com. Call Najee Abood, 734-744-9796.
And I was looking for new concepts, sorry. This is Ray Hanania. And you're listening to the Arab Street Radio and podcast broadcast from Chicago through 690 AM WNZK Radio, based in Detroit. Our number is 248-557-3300. We're just talking about a wide range of topics here. Media bias is the focus, but media bias is the cause of all our problems in this country. The media is corrupt. The media is biased. And as I explained it in my column at Middle East Monitor, it's a very targeted bias. It's a funny thing. There's some great journalists out there. I've worked with many of them. Great writers, great journalists. But when it comes to the Middle East, when it comes to Arabs, when it comes to Muslims, and if you happen to be Muslim and you criticize Israel, they love you as a Muslim, but not if you criticize Israel. That's the litmus test. And if you do, you become the enemy, and they will destroy you. The media will go after you. The media will lie about you. The media will distort you. The media will ignore you. And if they can't ignore you, they will portray you as negatively as possible. The media in this country is the cancer, and they are distracting us. You know, Trump isn't the problem. Trump is part of the problem, but he isn't the problem. They want us to believe that if we just get rid of Trump, the whole world will go back to normal. Well, normal is bad in this country. Normal is not good. More Arabs and Muslims died while Barack Obama was president during his 8 years as president. More Arabs and Muslims died while he was president. And it had a lot to do with Hillary Clinton, who allowed the Israelis to kill all those Palestinians during their three wars in the Gaza Strip. Israel went in there three times and massacred thousands of civilians, and the mainstream media made it sound like those civilians were killing themselves. It's outrageous that we sit here and we allow the media to do this. If it were up to me, I'd destroy all the news boxes for all the newspapers. The Detroit News, the Free Press, I'd destroy all their news boxes. I'd become a vandal. I would really be upset with them. Let's go to the phone lines at 248-557-3300 and say hello to Adnan. How are you? Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I have a question. You can explain us, you give us the details for... about Rashida, her background.
Yes.
So, because too many people you don't know about her, even the media in the West here, they don't know about her much more. So, just they attack her because she's Palestinian. But
yeah.
How about you? You give us more, briefing, more like her background or where she studied or something like that. Right?
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Edmund. Yeah, I mean, the caller's question, I think, had to do with Rashida Tlaib. You know, Rashida and I didn't get along. We got into a big argument because I was supporting peace and compromise with Israel, and I became a target of hers. And then she starts attacking me and criticizing me. And she was part of the extremist movement in the Arab community, small group of loudmouth extremists who really embraced things that weren't great. Now, on the other hand, yeah, it's even the extremists stand up for Palestinian rights. Even the extremists stand up against anti-Muslim racism. But the price that the extremists pay, make us pay, for what they do is wrong. We don't need to be extremists to stand up for those things. It's the other issues where they brutalize their own people, where they discriminate against their own people. Rashida, you know, she could be a good person, but a good congressperson, but she'd have to change. She would have to change to really become great. It's not good enough just to be Palestinian. It's not good enough just to be Muslim. It's not good enough just to be Arab. You have to stand up for principle. And principle means that you do the right thing. And if you can't do the right thing, then you can grab all the just causes you want and pretend like you're doing good when you're not doing good. In Rashida's case, she's attacking Trump, but really the enemy isn't Trump. The real enemy is right in her own party, in the Democratic Party. They're the people that hold us back. They're the people that jimmy the system so that we can't get treated fairly in this country. They do it with a smile. You know, the person who smiles and stabs you in the back is worse than the person who's yelling at you, because at least the person yelling at you is you know exactly where they're coming from. But the so-called friend who stabs you in the back, and I'm telling you, that's where the majority of the Democrats are. A lot of those Democrats, when it comes to freedom for Palestinians, when it comes to Muslim rights as Arab Muslims, they are no different, those Democrats, than Republicans. There is no difference between Chuck Schumer, the senator, and Marco Rubio, the senator, who's a Republican. Schumer, the Democrat, they're exactly the same when it comes to Palestinian rights, when it comes to Muslims who are Arab. Remember, you know, the thing is that in this country, they distinguish between the Muslim community, Arab and non-Arab. If you are non-Arab, they love you. Yeah, that's the way it is. You donate, they put you in office, they work with you. Even the media does that. Indians, Pakistanis, you know, all these non-Arab Muslims, Afghanis, they love you. But if you happen to be from the Middle East, they hate you. And really, it isn't even about being Muslim. It's about the Middle East. They want to control it. They want to prevent us from having a voice. They want to do everything possible to silence us. And that's what they do. And the cancer doesn't start in politics. It starts with the news media. The news media gives cover to people like Chuck Schumer and to Marco Rubio to do what they do. The news media allows them to be racist and not challenge them, as long as they're just racist against Arabs. But of course, if they do something beyond that, then the media attacks them. But that's the problem that I talk about in my column at Middle East Monitor, where this analysis shows that media bias has existed in this country for way past the past 50 years, and it's overwhelming. Clear. They hate Arabs. The media is the cause. The media is the enemy. The media is the cancer, because they distinguish their racism is like a weapon. They only use it when they need to use it. And if you're not Arab, if you're not Palestinian, or if you're not Muslim, Arab, they don't use it. They treat you fairly. They do everything right. But if you're Palestinian or Muslim, Arab, they discriminate. They distort who you are. They present you as the wrong. They demonize you. They libel you. If they can't keep you quiet by marginalizing you and pushing you out, they will demonize you to make you look bad. So the issue then doesn't become them, you know, discriminating against us. The issue becomes us. And that's what the media does. And I'm at war with the media, and I have been at war with the media, and I was inside the news media for many years. I'm glad to see more and more Arabs enter the news media, but they need to enter it with a militancy to stand up to the racism that exists in this industry. It is a racism. It's a cancerous discrimination that needs to be confronted. We're going to take one more break, and then when we come back, we can take some more calls at 248-557-3300 here on a cold and chilly Friday, February 1, 2019. I'm Ray Hanania. You're listening to the Arab Street Radio and Podcast. We're going to be right back right after these messages.
انتهى الاجتماع ومحتارين هناكل فين؟
من الآخر وبدون تفكير أورشيد فودز أفضل وأحسن قرار.
عنده أكلات طيبة يا ترى؟
أورشيد فودز عنده أفضل تشكيلة من المحاشي والمشاوي والمقبلات والسلطات والفطائر، وكمان بتتسوق لكل احتياجات الجروسري والملحمة وغيره بأسعار خاصة بمناسبة الأعياد، والأحلى إنه بنفس المكان.
على ضمانتك أروح وأجرب.
ولو على ضمانت الشيف، وبجودة وخدمة ممتازة وسعر منافس، ولو عندك مناسبة خليها عليهم.
أورشيد فودز أند جروسري يقع على أورشيد ليك رود بين 12 و 13 ميل في مدينة فارمينغتون هيلز. رقم الهاتف 248-516-3121.
وعلى رأي المثل لقمة هنية بتكفي مية.
If you have immigration questions dealing with wanting to visit the United States, wanting to work in the United States, wanting to study in the United States, or bringing your family to the United States, you need to contact Lagana and Associates Law Firm. Lagana and Associates Law Firm practice areas include family and business immigration and deportation. Dealing with cases overseas in the Arab region, for free consultation, please call their WhatsApp number at 001-617-283-1018. Lagana and Associates Law Firm offers experienced guidance that will help you with your legal needs as well as navigating the legal system successfully with confidence. Again, their number is 1-617-283-1018.
تعرفوا شيء؟ احنا كتير بنهتم بالمقبلات بالأكل الشامي،
واحنا بنهتم بالبهارات والتسبيكة في الأكل المصري،
واحنا نهتم هواية باللحوم وجودتها بالأكل العراقي، واحنا في مطعم عشتار نهتم بيكم. اعتمدوا علينا، ايا كان نحن في عشتار نعرف ان لكل مذاق اسرار، فنحن نقدم اجود انواع اللحوم من ملحمة عشتار الواقعة على 56865 راين رود.
عشتار قصة حضارة ترويها لكم اطباقنا المميزة في كل زيارة.
تفضلوا بزيارتنا في 3625 ايست 50 ميل رود ستين هايتس.
مطعم عشتار بإدارة فادي بهنام وعلي البغدادي. 586-698-2585.
The Rama Relief Foundation provides humanitarian aid into areas inside of war-torn Syria, as well as aid to the refugees who have fled to the neighboring countries in the Middle East. The foundation offers food baskets, container shipment, mental health, education, soup kitchens, and more. Go to ramarelief.org or call 248-990-4247. Any donation amount made to Rama will go to sustaining many lives. Call now, 248-990-4247.
And welcome back to the Arab Street Radio and Podcast, broadcast from Chicago through 690 AM WNZK Radio, based in Detroit, Michigan. Our number 248-557-3300. You go to thearabstreet.org and you can get all the podcasts of this radio show and past radio shows. And you can go to hanania.com or thedailyhookah.com to get information about all the upcoming shows and all my columns and writings. Let's go to the phone lines. If Saad is still there, let's welcome Saad. You're on the Arab Street Radio. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, Saad. How are you?
Okay, Ray. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say about, I'm glad you were talking about the media. You say the media is poisoning us.
Yes.
And I agree with you. And that means Trump is right when he say fake news.
He is. He is absolutely right.
I'm glad what you said. You know, a lot of the Arab, they're not going to like you because you are.
No, they don't like me. Trump. Yeah, but you know, Saeed, you know, yes, you are right. You know what the problem is with the Arabs? They think that the media and the politicians like them, and they're wrong. Chuck Schumer is a Democrat. He hates them. The Democrats hate them, and they pretend and use them. Go ahead. Go ahead, Saad.
Other thing I want to thank you about, a few weeks ago, you said that the good solution for the Israel and Palestine to have two states.
Yes.
And I think this is okay. This is good. You know, they're not going to like you over that. That's another thing.
No, they don't.
And you know what? If it was up to me, believe it or not, I will not give the Palestine a country. I will not. You know why? Because they abuse things. They no benefit. They don't build. They more of destroy.
Well, you know what it is.
If there are people like you, yes, I'll give them.
But you know, Saad, you know what the problem is, Saad? You know what the problem is? We have the extremists, the small group of extremists who brutalize and control the Palestinian community. They silence the moderates. They attack me. They're at war with me. Believe me, they hate me. I don't care. They hate me and they attack me.
And you know, last thing I want to say.
Yes, go ahead.
I wish you were here in Detroit to take Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman, because before her, the John Conyers, the population of Detroit was like 2 million.
Yeah.
He put it down into about 700,000. That's what the John Conyers did. Now Rashida is going to make it worse. It's going to make it like 500,000. That's why I wish you were here, and I'm sure you will get it better.
Thank you. Listen, Saad, I can promise you that I can tell you that the way Rashida is going, she's not going to get reelected. That district is 70% black. She's not addressing the issues in her district. She's become a champion of the extremist Arab movement and fighting Trump instead of fighting for what's right in her district. So she's not going to win. She's going to be replaced by an African-American from that district who would have beat her, except there were too many African-Americans in the last election.
Hello?
Yes, Saad. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, it's the weather. We're a few little issues. Sorry.
If you talk to her, tell her, don't hate the player.
Yes.
Hate the game.
Yes.
She
it's
is
the system.
Talking about the Trump and stuff.
Yes.
Tell her, don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Yes.
Thank you, Ray.
You got it right, Saad. It is the system. It's the game. It's not the player. You are absolutely right. Thanks, Saad, for calling. 248-557-3300. You know, there is a voice of moderation out there, and people are just afraid to speak because they get bullied, but I'm not afraid of them. I don't care. They can say whatever they want about me. We're all, unfortunately, in the same box, the moderates and the extremists, Palestinians, Arabs, Muslims, Chaldeans. We're all in the middle in the same box, put there by the biased racism of the mainstream news media, and we think there's a difference, so we fight among ourselves. The extremists are the worst. They make it easy for Israel to do what they do. The extremists make it easy for the news media to be racist, because you know why the extremists survive? They survive because they use what the media does. They use what Israel does as a means of building their leadership. They don't have any ideas. They have no solutions. All they know is that as long as you're suffering, as long as you're emotional, they will always have control of your life, and we need to change that. And it's not going to change easy. Our community has a real problem, and we need to change it, but it won't change really easy. Listen, I appreciate everybody listening, and you know, Layla's been on vacation doing, I think it's a business trip actually, and she will be back. There are other hosts that will be back, I think, and I've been happy to be on for the last 4 weeks. It's my fourth show in a row. I can do this every Friday, you know, but you know, we'll see. But You can follow me online by visiting hananiah.com or the dailyhookah.com. You go to the dailyhookah.com, you can see all the columns. Because I don't just, believe me, if I depended on Arab issues for my living, I'd starve to death. Okay? There's no money in it with the Arab community. So most of my work is with mainstream clients because I'm very good at communications, I'm very good at writing, and I work with a lot of mainstream American governments, political candidates, businesses. I do a lot. That's what I do because I know how to write, and I'm better than most Arabs who really don't know how to write, and we need to be better at communications. We need to be involved in the media. We really need an uprising, you know, in the media. You know, we need to take over. We need to do, you know, change. We need to look at the media as the real obstacle to our freedom in this country, and we need to take them on, and we need to be more aggressive. We need to challenge them. We need to confront them. There's some racists in the Detroit Free Press or the Detroit News out there. I've read these columns. They're horrible. They're terrible, the things they say about Arabs. And believe me when I tell you, you may be Chaldean, but they lump us all together. They put the extremists, the moderates, the Arabs, the Chaldeans, they put us in one little box and they attack us like crazy. They don't care. So listen, you got to go and enlighten yourself. You got to do some work. You can't just sit back and accept it. You have to fight back. And it's not hard to fight back. It just changed the way you think about stuff. It's not about Trump. You can yell about Trump all you want. He's not the best president in the world. That's absolutely for certain. But who is the best president? What did Obama do? You know, seriously, he made people feel good because he smiled and he had a very eloquent speech. Great, okay, fine. You know, it was fun to listen to him, but what did he do? More Arabs and Muslims died while he was president. You think that more people died under Bush, but it's not true. More of them died under Obama than under anybody. And Bill Clinton, he was a Democrat. He threw us under the bus. He tossed us away. He worked with the Israelis to screw us during the peace process. So don't believe the lies. Stop being distracted. Trump is a distraction. He's an American problem. He's not an Arab problem. The Arab problem is the news media. The Muslim, Middle East, Chaldean, Christian Arab problem is the news media. It's not President Trump. He's the distraction. And if they can distract you from the real challenge, the solution, then they've won and you need to change. So you go to my website at thedailyhookah.com or hananiah.com. You can get that information. Anyway, I want to thank Mike, our producer, for running everything. I'm sorry, a little rough today because of all the weather and disruptions online and everything. No big deal. I'll be back actually next week. The second Friday of the month is my usual time. So I will be back next week. I'll see if I can get that Usaid Siddiqui, who did the 416 Labs analysis of mainstream media, and we'll see if we can bring him on then. Anyway, you guys have a great week. You take it easy. Stay warm. Mike, thanks for everything. I'm Ray Hanania. We will see you next Friday, 8 o'clock Detroit time, here at WNZK AM 690 Radio. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to my podcast, which reflects my writings. I write a syndicated column about Middle East issues at the Arab News, Middle East Monitor, and the ArabDailyNews.com. And I also write on mainstream American political issues for the Southwest News newspaper group in Chicagoland. Check out my column archive at thedailyhookah.com or hananiah.com. And, of course, these podcasts at thearabstreet.org. Thank you for listening.